a war criminal not a war criminal, when he can be a campaign asset? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. If you enjoy what you hear on US of Ed week after week, drop us a review, share us on socials, or tell a friend. It's all very, very much appreciated. Impeachment hearings have wrapped up for the Thanksgiving break and the whole thing is starting to drag on, but Democrats still want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Ed, what's going on? What's next?
Well, Bolton technically has to submit evidence now if he's subpoenaed. He has not been subpoenaed. I don't know if you know that, but he hasn't been. But the recent court decision on Magruder means that he must testify. And the judge said the president can't stop people from testifying. He's not the king. So I think he's trying to hold out as long as he can to pump his book. And everything he had to say has been said by Fiona Hill. So he's now looking for the book deal. The Congress wants to shut this thing down because the Democrats are making no headway with it. People know the president's guilty. They simply don't care.
When is the vote? I imagine the House has largely made up its mind. When is the vote?
The vote will be held, I suspect, in January. And the question is, when in January? The Republicans want to drag it on because that's when they're in control. But I'm just not sure of that. It really depends on the appeal of the Democratic candidates. If no Democratic candidate has any appeal, they'll drag this on as long as they can. They'll call Biden, et cetera. Really, the deal is over. And the Republicans know they can vote with impunity in the Senate to exonerate the president. So no big deal.
And related on this, presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani, clearly he's one to never miss an opportunity, reports that he was seeking business in the Ukraine at the same time he was digging up dirt for Trump. Thoughts, Ed?
Oh, that means he goes to jail twice. doing business without a license and also digging up dirt, both of which are criminal activities. Does Giuliani know when to keep his mouth shut? It's hard to believe he is a lawyer. My God, he's not doing my profession any credit.
I think he got his degree in a box of Wheaties.
Or someplace. But he was the head lawyer of the New York federal courts. It's just unbelievable that this man is behaving the way he is. Whatever drug he's taken, avoid it.
Trump was seen as interfering a bit on impeachment hearings. Another case where he's sticking his nose where it's not wanted, Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL, accused of executing a captive teenaged Islamic State combatant with a knife and posing for photos with the body. Trump has forced his way into the military justice process to the extent Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has tendered his resignation, saying, the rule of law is what sets us apart from our adversaries, ... Unfortunately, it has become apparent that in this respect, I no longer share the same understanding with the commander-in-chief who appointed me. Ugly, ugly stuff, Ed.
Well, it is ugly stuff. But there are some things about the whole record that's a little confusing. Apparently, he tried to go to the president to get the president to change the order. Basically, if you're going to exonerate this man, let the courts do it. The military courts seem to be in that direction, but don't you jump in. And the president agreed with him. However, his boss found out about this sidebar agreement. And when he did, he says, I can't have someone in my chain of command violating it going to talk to you. Trump then realized his mistake and said, oh, I can blame the secretary for this faux pas and get my cake and eat it too. And that's exactly what happened. So while the secretary is right, he shouldn't have tried to use this backdoor deal.
The thing is, the Eddie Gallagher case comes on the back of Trump pardoning two army officers, one sentenced over the killings of two unarmed men, the other set to stand trial for murder. Spencer, who we mentioned before, says this sends a clear message to troops that Trump will let you get away with it for any war crimes you commit.
It's worse than that. What it means is that the chain of command doesn't mean anything anymore.
Hmm.
And this is very dangerous. Anyone who's served in the military knows, no matter how stupid the lieutenant is, he or she is in charge. And their order might seem stupid to you, but it may be the very order that saves a whole bunch of lives. The chain of command, like in sports or anything, the coach, you may not like the coach, quit the team, but don't mess up the team. In the military, this is a life and death matter. And so I think Trump, never having served in the military, never been on a team, doesn't really understand this. But this will have long-lasting consequences. Like many of the other things he's done, it's really going to hurt whoever the next president is.
And just incidentally, Trump reportedly wanted these guys campaigning alongside him, war criminals, campaigning with the president on the election trail. I mean, maybe he could dig up William Corley and some of the guys from the My Lai massacre. I mean, some of them have got to be kicking around. None of them really face any actual consequences.
Hey, I hope they do campaign with him, because that'll let everybody know what is going on. He is not the king, as the judge says. And when he starts parading around and acting like a king, I think he's going to even tick off some Republicans.
Still in the White House, at least a dozen senior cybersecurity officials, former members of the Office of the Chief Information Security Officer, have left the White House, leaving the U.S. wide open, some fear, to cyber attacks. But
they didn't leave the White House. They were forced out.
Mm.
And they were forced out because these are the very people who can catch the Russians at what they're doing. And the president wasn't want to have anything to do with it. He's learned a lesson. Juanita Hill and people like that who work for the government and the people are not wanted in the White House.
Putin must love these Americans going around declaring they'd rather be Russian than Democrat. I mean, I don't know if they'll ever realize that, you know, Putin is not on Trump's side. Putin is definitely on Putin's side.
That's absolutely the case, but it doesn't really matter. This is a cult, and people in it can't see straight. And what damage it's doing to the United States is beyond them. And this cult, like all cults, somehow has to come to an end, and I hope the voters bring it to an end very soon.
Going to circle back to a couple of new entries in the 2020 race, but first, going international, Israel, both sides of politics couldn't make a deal for coalition governments. Going back to the polls, of course, tensions are high, and just this week, Jordan has reclaimed a piece of land that for the last 25 years has been leased to Israel following the 94 peace treaty in what could be a severe test of that peace. In Israel right now, tensions, divisions are very high.
It sounds like the United States.
Mm.
And Hong Kong and North Africa and even the UK. We have a situation now where the tenets of democratic systems are being questioned. In Israel, this is about democracy. And Netanyahu doesn't say he didn't do what they claim he did. He just said he's above it all, like Trump. The same thing's true in Great Britain. They're following the process for this election, but an awful lot of side deals and dirty deals have been done that are being exposed that are not democratic. And, of course, we've just had this in Hong Kong. So somehow basic civics has lost course here, and democracies are under threat. Israel is in the front ranks of this, and it's really a shame because Israel was founded on the principles of being people free of religious and other kind of persecutions because the people who were persecuted formed Israel.
Mm.
So how can they now say they're going to have something that's very far from the very principles that they built the state on? Have they forgotten Germany? Have they forgotten Nazism? I hope not.
And you mentioned, of course, Hong Kong there, an extraordinary backlash against Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, and against China at the polls last weekend. A record turnout for voters and pro-democracy candidates in 90% of seats. Even after months of protests, Ed, I'd have to say this one kind of caught me by surprise.
It didn't catch me by surprise for two reasons. One of them, these are not important elections in the bigger scheme of things. Mm. These are elections, local district elections. The other reason it didn't, people are still angry and they're fuming. The Chinese communists have done nothing to woo them and get them on their side. Now, when the important legislative elections come, I think they're going to lose big there, too. What they do in that case, they can't sabotage these elections. If they do, that sends Taiwan off in another direction. It means doing business with the United States is more difficult for them. This is a super-duper mess. The only way they can solve this is letting Hong Kong have some freedom and making Hong Kong basically another state in China with its own autonomous government. And I think that's what they may get. The Hong Kong economy is so important for the Chinese yuan. To let it go would be very stupid.
And just in the UK, this one comes back to the States. Boris Johnson and the Tories on track.
Boring Johnson, you say.
Well, look, if it gets the job done, I think he'd be pretty happy with that. They're on track to be returned to government, but Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn this week revealing supposedly leaked government documents he claims show the National Health Service could be sold off in part to the United States if that were the case. For the UK, this is a big, big deal.
Yes, it is. And I think he's really onto something here. The question is whether it'll make any difference. It'll make a difference because whoever's elected now can't sell it off. It doesn't mean that the Conservatives won't be elected and drop that part of their platform. Surely it makes very good sense to do a deal with American pharmaceutical companies because they provide most of the pharmaceuticals for the world. And the only way you can make a deal with them is to make a deal with the devil because they're going to want to be inside the hospitals. They're going to want an awful lot for this. This is a move. If they start it, if you're still going down that track, as we've seen with all of our rail systems here in Australia, you can't get off it.
Looking at elections now, and former White House Press Secretary, unrepentant liar, liar, pants on fire, Sarah Sanders is considering a run for governor of Arkansas. Any thoughts?
Gee, she has name recognition.
Mm.
And if she is the candidate for the Republican Party, which is deep red state, I think she has a good chance. The question here is, in that the last elections, that came out both ways. Some Democrats won, some Republicans won. The question will be, who's the Democratic candidate? Because Sarah is not exactly a super candidate for anything, but she has name recognition.
And two new entries into the Democratic race. In a way, they're both very different with very different campaigns. Michael Bloomberg, billionaire and former New York mayor who can afford to splash out with his own cash on a lavish campaign, which is what he says he's doing. And Deval Patrick, former governor of Massachusetts, who by comparison is entering the race on a budget and running a shoestring campaign. Ed, thoughts?
I think they're both in the same place. Zero or minus one. One for having too much money and the other for having too little. And there's a timing issue here. The candidates for the Democratic Party are already out and running. And some people say it doesn't matter where you win in Iowa and New Hampshire. The hell it doesn't. It creates a permanent media impression. And trying to catch up after that, no matter how many billions you have, is going to be very difficult. And spending that money, your own money at this point, sounds desperate. And if you don't have any money and you haven't been in these elections, your chances are slim. But what they'll do is they'll ease out certain candidates. and test others. For example, with Bloomberg in, Warren is going to really have to get her game up because Bloomberg owns a network that actually knows something about finance, which she apparently doesn't. And with Kirkpatrick in, I think it's really, for those on the left, here's a guy on the left who actually did things. So somebody on the left is going to have to show that they're not just good talkers, but they're good doers. And that means Joe Biden, Barry Sanders, and others are going to be put to the test. So I think these people are going to improve the existing candidates, but their candidacies don't look that good, at least at this moment.
And it's Thanksgiving today, Ed. We're a little bit early, of course, but only in terms of the international dateline. Thanksgiving, what are we thankful for today this year?
Well, I think I saw some turkeys on the way to the tennis court and I was about ready to christen one or two of them. It's going to be very difficult to be thankful about much of anything with the world and the crisis that you've just mentioned. But we can be thankful for the fact that democratic institutions are still working. The impeachment is an example of that. What's happened to Nettie is an example of that in Israel. The institutions are still working. They've been harmed. They've been crippled as they were in the Nazi era. But they haven't died. And I think this year is going to be the test year for democracy all over the world. We'll see who comes out in all this. I hope these campaigns reawaken the spirit of democracy and not just replacing one charlatan with another.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find your podcasts or check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.